Blog Talk Radio.
What you know about that? Real talk, we can sit and have a dialogue. If you're scared of the stakes, better go ahead and shake. Get it straight, shout Moe, finna fight them all. And I ain't scared of your whole crew. Peep game, I'ma tell you what we gon' do. We headed straight for the block with a sling and a rock. Let's rock, better stop and you gon' lose. It's Christ on me every day. Say tricked you and slipped you to fade away. Now we house you with shame, said God don't love you and convince you to stay away. But it's false and it's not true. You messed up and it sucks, but that's not you. See, half y'all couldn't walk, get in my shoes. I know it's hard for you to stand up, but you got two. You got babies and they watching. Gotta get involved, don't try to play me like a momish. See me at the mall, we on a crate. Got it honest, kicking knowledge of the Christ in his return, bro, I promise. Sammy on his way out of state, up in college. And I pray, doing great and everything he would accomplish. But if his name ain't written in the book, he got a promise. So I stop him, let him know that everything can be abolished.
Little homie, is my mic up? Tell me, can you hear me now? If I say it like this though, tell me, would it hear me now? All the silence is crying, all I see is violence. Will you hear me now? If you fly in the sky and the plane starts dying, bet you didn't hear me now.
So many hostile to Christ and it's playing for redemption. It's senseless, they tell me they don't like that. They go to war with the king, no sword, bing, bing. They'll see when the empire strike back. It's no joke when the script said the 4-4 with a big can. Send me out of scope, got a fiction. I still be on the boat, I ain't fishing. Listen, death don't mean nothing to a Christian. Death, I die every day, bruh. Turn my mic up, we live every day, bruh. No mere man decides when he takes us. Break, put in work to fly to my maker. And that's the trick of a true saint. Christ is king, don't care about what you say. Most disregard truth for the true sake. Till the sky crack, they retract, but it's too late.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now.
Word to the wild.
Let the Holy Ghost be your God. Help
you move on.
Both inside, you can run, but you can't hide. Watch your stride.
We stand to find
no, no time for that, Sadie. It's a gun deal for real. BBJ, baby, you're forever in time. Demons are very alive. BBJ, you're most instinct of us, 11 the eyes. Taking gospel to a level that nobody can take it. No joke, I'm destroying dope. The man you love hating. I'll tell you one time. I pity the fool who claim what God say is mine.
That funky talk.
Cap the rap, talking that gaggity gap, you whack.
That funky talk.
You real slick about your mouth, but the truth you lack, bound.
That funky talk.
I'm loving the way DJs plugging the butter. BBJ, do the dance, rip one or the other. Time to discover, reaching new cultures and classics. BBJ, the king, king fit, reaching the masses. Got a bitch for souls, the abyss rip. So, Christiana family dropping bars for show. We roll like gold for soul, preaching the truth. Jesus, we in too. Swing central too. I'm BBJ, who you? Who you with? What you do?
Fat pastor.
Just back, click the crew. I'm a modern day messiah with a goal that's higher. I'm the man with the plan that's hot like fire. I'm a live wire with the most RBI. Cast on like a lock, so mighty high. Bye-bye to every phony fake preacher and teacher. Let them all be a curse, cut it off like Peter. This is our year, no more darkness, don't shine here.
With that funky talk.
Expose the plot, mad crooked cop, point out.
With that funky talk.
Holy hustlers, all that, putting word on cat.
With that funky talk.
We in the last days, Satan manifest only one way.
Rhymes never bitter, demons quiver when my tongue starts to flicker. Representing holy hustler, my flow deliver. How you figure? I can't be twice as nice. Shine ice and rock platinum ice to take Christ for style. They're tight. A lot of cats in the dark, they need light for real. Jokers on some glamour, they think they cry bill. Holy hustler, step up, time to make a kill.
Yeah.
My style is so strong, gotta put it in pills.
Yo, check it. We chill like Ice Cube in Alaska. Holy hustler, fast so fast, master blaster. Bringing life and hope, unlike you lyrical killers. Running your mouth with that okie doke, you cat broke the vent. Trying to represent, but you can't touch us. We holy hustlers. I'll tell you one time, haters can't die.
With that funky talk.
I pity the fool who claim what God say is mine.
With that funky talk.
Cats the rap, talking that jackety gap, you whack.
With that funky talk.
You real slick about your mouth, but the truth you lack.
Everything that glitter ain't gone with the flame. You can disregard this, roll with the heartless in me. I still be blessed regardless, it's sad. Cause you're really missing out on the most important thing what life is really all about. Laugh all you want, don't keep dissing. But in the end you're gonna wish you would've listened.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the most high bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Create a real, don't take him for a joke. Babylon murdering people, can you smell the smoke? So grateful that his mercy greater than my sin. Grace abounds, and it's all encompassing. Took a broken heart, made me feel the love again. Save me from myself and the pain of suffering. Give protection, blessing, covering. Now my gratitude overcome the attitude. Spiritual nourishment and the soul food. Thoughts was absurd and fictitious. Now I crave the word to defeat the vicious. He's my only hope, yes, he's my everything. You can don't or you won't keep reveling. But you gon' get tuned out when heaven sing. Stop meddling, paddling and saddling. And put y'all first as forever king. Remember the name embedded in your brain. And written on your heart like an indelible stain. Hey.
Who is he and what is he to you?
it, tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a joke. Babylon burning, people, can you smell the smoke? The Most High, the Most Glorious, let me free, save me from myself, made me victorious. Every part of my heart, hold up my soul, renew my mind, and yo, I give him all control. The only one that I trust so completely. You're something missing, only he can't complete me. He got the remedy, enemy won't defeat me. And if I hold him through his promises to keep me, he take my obstacles, turn them to opportunities. Guilty ass trust, till he gave me all immunity. He's not behind the evil that religious people do. You don't believe in God, he still believe in you. And you can try to deny him or just explain him away. He's still there, Father Ancient of Days. And just because you don't understand don't mean it's not really still true, regardless of how you feel.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a dope. Babylon burning, people, can you smell the smoke?
One Accord DJs.
I'm satisfied, yes I am.
You are now listening to the sold out mixtape series. And you know this.
Yes you do. I'm satisfied.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
I'm satisfied.
I'm so
hot on tracks with Big Dre, who got the speakers bumping and the whole crowd stomping. To this kingdom sound that's hitting all around, and everybody's hearing the beat, you got to get down. To pump it up a little,
brand
and let you see no hip, not a lot, just a little bit. Cause you know we got to keep it real, you know the deal. I'm trying to fool you all with the old sex appeal. I hope you know what I mean, we represent the king, who blowing a mind how he do the things he do. Spread his love abroad, been living peace, been going through hard times and tribulation, but not extension. Okay, now we got to send the praise up. So let's raise up, it don't take much. Just forget for clapping your hand, now do your dance. No more shackles on the feet, cause now we're set free.
You move my mind.
Watch your blessings come down. Praise your name cause you blow my mind. Don't matter whenever I need you, you always right on time. Blind walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Before I gained wisdom, thought I could handle it myself. What's wealth? If you lose your soul, I'm satisfied. Can exhale, now it's under control. So let's go to a better place, better face. See another earth. Passion of Christ, got passion till the day you rebirth. Learn to put them first. Anything I want in this life, it's already done and I ain't gotta work. The only thing I need is a little bit of faith. No matter how long it takes, I will patiently wait. I know the change gon' come, that's why I wrote to the throne. Got Jesus on my side so I can never go wrong. That's why.
Trackhead Remix Exclusive.
Here's a sample.
Now back to your regular
scheduled program.
I'm so nobody with me, I know you always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time.
I'm in a rush, I just wanna feel your touch, cause them almighty hands bring deliverance, and it's healing us from all kind of diseases. People that was there, now they back again breathing, believing anything is possible. When it comes to the cross, he's unstoppable. Many times I was down, but I got back up. Due to prayer and faith, here I am again. And when they tell me that I can't, I know I'm really going. I know the difference between a kid and a full-grown man. I respect the ladies and the gentlemen. I acknowledge the right and shake my head when I'm wrong. And if you ain't heard nothing, hear me on the song. Even through the hard times, we got to carry on. You know, things will get better in a matter of time. Just relax and stay cool, everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right. Cause I did so much wrong the previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to force some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven.
Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time.
Yeah. Rush, I just wanna feel your touch, cause them almighty hands bring deliverance, and it's healing us from all kind of diseases. People that was there, now they back again breathing, believing anything is possible. When it comes to the cross, he's unstoppable. Many times I was down, but I got back up. Due to prayer and faith, here I am again. And when they tell me that I can't, I know I'm really going. I know the difference between a kid and a full-grown man. I respect the ladies and the gentlemen. I acknowledge the right and shake my head when I'm wrong. And if you ain't heard nothing, hear me on the song. Even through the hard times, we got to carry on. You know, things will get better in a matter of time. Just relax and stay cool, everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right. Cause I did so much wrong the previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to force some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven, I can't go to hell. And I ain't trying to be locked up in no county jail. So I sit and reminisce about the things I've done, and all the obstacles and demons that I overcome. Wonderful times, bless the days that I spend in my life. Trying to get my act together as I walk with Christ. Trying to keep my head high, communicate to the sky. Praying that I'm able for him to look in my eye. I know I did some wrong things with a simple eye, but I'm willing to make a change if you give me a try. Ain't no man but the Lord to give a blind man sight. With the dead from the grave to give them back their life. Now I'm a full-time believer of the works he do, but I still fall short of some things I do. I'm just learning as I go, forget my selfish ways. Cause it's all about you, then my debts is paid. From the blocks to the hood, from the heavens to earth, nothing in the world can amount to his worth. We all trying to get to that place that we call home, but he already there, just sitting on the throne.
Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time, yeah.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
Now I know the enemy of love, yeah. Take this situation.
You're listening to original track.
From the great stop making my music.
Get your advanced copy. At sportsgotta.com.
Chat, man. Gotta use what you got, man.
Jumping down the road, thinking hard, my mind in tone. Think about my album, I'm gonna work on soon as I get home. When I got home, seen a red tag on my door, and I'm wondering what that tag is sending for. So I picked it up, got very upset when I read it. It simply stated that my power had been disconnected. I don't know what to do, so Lord, I'm trusting you. So please see me through, Lord, please see me through. So hard that I just wanna cry. But I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil's trying to block me, but it can't, cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be, and refuse to be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry, yeah. But I gotta keep my head up to the sky, yeah. Devil's trying to block me, but it can't, I know I'm free. So I can't be, and I won't be, refuse to be.
Stop.
Got a work to do, and I know my work cannot be stopped. Spend a night in a dog, grab my trident, took it to the pawn shop. My God is telling me, oh, you I got nothing to doubt about. I'm feeling good, feeling fine. Got no troubles on my mind. Making sense of trying times. Got my joy and peace of mind.
It's so high that I just wanna cry. But I gotta leave my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, but it can't. Cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry. But I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, cause he knows that I'm free. But I can't be, and I won't be. Refuse to be stopped. I won't be stopped. I can't be stopped. No.
Bottom line is
is you need him. And plus we weak and we seen him by nature to keep on leaving. Chasing beauty that's bleeding, forsaking how we all breathing. Replacing Jesus with bondage, five for dollars and pieces. He died to bring us all freedom, rose so we could all meet him. I know you heard this on Easter, but feast your eyes on the reason. God would crucify and feed him when we ain't nothing but heathens. Love made him clean to a tree when we deserve to be beaten. All that so we ain't gotta trust ourselves, trust our health, trust our wealth. It won't even make no sense cause it's gonna rust and melt. Is it the grain? Is it the gal? Is it the grill? Or is it Christ who paid the price so you can live? Or would you rather burn up in hell for a meal? I doubt it, you missing that Christians only Christians in him. Although we live forever, right now we living better. Cause if you ain't living by grace, you'll die by the letter.
Already. You said we have a problem. You said
You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you being here. You know what I'm talking about? This episode right here, we on a hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. Hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, let's get it in. I'm your homie, Oasis. And we appreciate you tuning in, my friend. You know what I'm talking about? Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, do you have your faith in God? Yeah, nobody can answer this but you. Don't nobody need to answer this but you. Do you have your faith in God? I hope your answer is yes. Did you know that you start putting your faith in God by reading, accepting, and believing his word? Scratch the record, will you? Yeah. Did you know that you start putting your faith in God by reading, accepting, and believing his word? That's how you start. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word. You know, your faith in God comes by you hearing. Your hearing comes by the word of God. Yeah, faith in God comes by his word, all right? So make sure you got your faith in God. Okay? All right. Appreciate you tuning in. This episode, we are on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. We feed our faith in God and grow from faith to faith in him. Like we go from year to year in this physical world, we go from faith to even more faith, to even more faith, to even more faith in God. That right? So what you doing? We over here thriving over here. You know what I'm talking about? Giving God the glory. Hallelujah all day. God on deck over here. What you doing? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the scriptures we go into today will be part 1, 1 Kings chapter 15. And you can go ahead and turn there. 1 Kings chapter 15 is the start off. Part 1. Part 2 will be Jeremiah chapter 32. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 32. And part 3 will be Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15 for part 3. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout our days. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity for us to come together, to hear from you through your word, and to become doers, Father. Make us hearers and doers of your word, Father. As you continue to increase in us, let us decrease, get out of your way. Father, let us submit to you, and let us resist the devil. Let us acknowledge you in all of our ways. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you for these scriptures. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for teaching us your scriptures and opening up all of your truth to us. Continue to reveal yourself how you see fit, Father, as we continue to look to you in every situation. For you are the answer, Lord Jesus. There is no other escape. Yeah, you are the answer. Father, have your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all. We have been here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we appreciate you tuning in. We're on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, in the part one, we're about to jump into it. Part one, 1 Kings chapter 15. Well, let's get that. 1 Kings chapter 15. Go ahead and get it started up in here. Let's get it started in. Let's get it started in here. Yes, sir. 1 Kings chapter 15. Chapter 15. Starting at verse 1. This is a good training of how you should spend time with God, your Father. We are just doing it together. Yeah, we're doing it together. But yeah, you should spend time on your own with just you and God together. You and Jesus together. You and the Holy Spirit together. Mm-hmm. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and you together. Got to spend time with God for yourself right now. Hey, this is good training. Get you going. You know what I'm saying? So, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 1 says, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Absalom. Okay, so we're going through these kings up in here and up in here. Hold on, y'all. All right. 1 Kings. Sorry about that. 1 Kings chapter number 1. I mean, I'm sorry. Chapter 15, verse 2. Sorry about that. 1 Kings chapter 15. Verse 2 says, he reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, or Maacah, the granddaughter of Absalom, okay? And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. And again, if your heart is not into Jesus, then you are not into Jesus either. I don't care how much Jesus you hearing or saying, okay? If your heart ain't in it, because you got to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and then you got to love him with all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength, all of your energy, until you recognize it's his life that's keeping you alive. It's the energy. Yeah. Your energy, your INNERG, capital GOD, your inner God. Mm-hmm. That's in you, that's living. Yeah. All right, so you got to have your heart into this thing. Verse 4 says, nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, having mercy on the grandson. All right. Because of David, for David's sake, what verse 4 says. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem. Verse 5 says, because David did what was right. Mm-hmm. David did what was right. You got some examples in this Bible of people who do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. And you also have a lot who did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord. And guess what? Every decision that you make is in the eyes of the Lord. Yeah, he sees everything. Okay. Now, back to verse 5, 1 Kings chapter 15 says, because David did what was right. And these are the ones that you want to stand out to you. The ones that obeyed God. The ones that did right. Okay? These are the ones you study and you learn from. Because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life. He didn't dismiss anything that God said, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And that's when he, you know, had him put on the forefront of the line in the war, in the harshest part of the war, and had him killed because he knew he wanted his wife. And he knew he couldn't have his wife. Okay? Except for he, you know, if the husband was dead. So David set him up. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it says he did what was right. He did what God commanded him all the days of his life, except in that matter right there of Uriah the Hittite. And believe it or not, God did check David for that. All right? Verse 6 says, and there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now, the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So when we go over there to Chronicles, we'll see everything that he did. It'll go into more details. All right? So some of these kings' names will stand out to you by the time we get to Chronicles. Some you might not remember. All right? All right, we're in verse 7. It says, and there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. Verse 8 says, so Abijam rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa became king of Judah, over Judah. And he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. Wow, that's a long time. His grandmother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. Asa did what was right. I like these. David, now here go Asa. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David. That's like his great-grandfather or something, great-great, something like that, grandfather. All right, but he did what was right. Verse 12, and to let you know more about David, he not only did he, you know, defeat Goliath, he defeated a lion and a bear when they ran up on the sheep too with his bare hands. The power of God did it. Also, David wrote the book of Psalms. A lot of those are songs, but they are written by David. They're poetry, and they some of them songs too. But the book of Psalms was written by David, and David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. We see that, right? Except that little manna right there. And then Asa coming, and he doing what was right in verse 11, 1 Kings chapter 15, in the eyes of the Lord as his father David. Verse 12 says, and he banished the perverted persons from the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Yeah, perverted. That's the corrupt people, the corrupt ones. So he banished them from the land and removed all the idols. Yeah, they worshiping these idols of gold and different statues and all whatever else. All right? These days it's money. That's the main idol that they be worshiping. All right, and it says, and removed all idols that his fathers had made. Oh, you think I'm tripping when I say money is an idol? Now, why money will make folks move quicker than God? Mm-hmm. I mean, not for us, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but for the world. I'm talking about money will make folks move quicker than. They'll listen to money, and they'll be motivated by money more than they be motivated by God. Mm-hmm. All right, let me go on. 1 Kings chapter 15. Yeah, they call money the Almighty, and we know that God Himself is the Almighty. Yeah, greater than money. man is greater than money. So how they gonna call money the Almighty and man the one made it? You see what I'm saying? See how crazy that is? Anyway, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 13 says, also he removed Maacah, his grandmother, from being queen because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. So he removed his grandma. And grandma didn't want to do right, remove her. Is that right? Because I'm going to do right in God's eyes. In God's eyes. And if you don't want to, you can't be working right next to me. Mm-hmm. He removed Maacah, his grandmother, his own grandmama, from being queen mother because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burnt it by the brook Kidron. Yeah, you got to get that radical for God. Yeah, uh-huh. And remember, this relationship is between, it's about you and God now. That's who it's about. Verse 14, 1 Kings chapter 15, says, but the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. So please learn from David. Please learn from Asa, A-S-A, mm-hmm, whose hearts were loyal to the Lord their God all their days. Okay? Their heart's loyal to God. They ain't perfect, but they loyal. They doing what God says. To the full. Verse 15 says, he also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. War. God said it was going to be like that. But that's why it's happening. And Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. They tripping, bro. Verse 18 says, then Asa took all the silver and gold and that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimmon, the son of Hazayan, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, let there be a treaty between you and me. So somebody called him a treaty. Let there be a treaty, peace talk, mm-hmm, between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, okay, king of Israel, so that he would withdraw from me. So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa, listen to him, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked Ijon, Dan, Abel, Beth, Maacah, and all Chinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. So he over there getting it cracking, bro, getting some action going on. Verse 21 says, now it happened when Baasha heard it that he stopped building Ramah and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones and timber of Ramah, and it says, which Baasha had used for building, and with them King Asa built Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. So they built in cities, and that king couldn't finish building what he was building. Baasha couldn't finish building the city or the town of Ramah. And they took all that bricks and they built something else. They built Benjamin and Mizpah. Right? The cities of Benjamin and the city of Mizpah or what have you. All right, verse 23 says, the rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Well, he got crippled in his feet. So the rest of his acts is in Chronicles, except for what they about to tell us right here. And the Book of Chronicles is right after, is it right after Kings? I believe it is. It's two books. And we're going to take our time and get through that. It's a bunch of names, but like I said, in between those names, it'd be some vitamins, just some nuggets in there. All right, but we will chop it up because I understand, you know what I'm saying, about the name, but we will, you know, read it once we get to it. And like I said, some of this stuff, God, you know, he'll bring it back to your memory. Your memory, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember we talked about Asa over here in Kings. All right, back to verse 23, 1 Kings chapter 15, though. The last part says, but in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. So Asa rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place. Well, that's a name for you. Jehoshaphat, his son, Asa's son named Jehoshaphat. He reigned in his place. So we in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 25 says, now Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. And he reigned over Israel 2 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now y'all see, God is watching everybody. Whether they decide to do good or evil, God watches. Life or death is in front of all of us. And God tells us to choose life. So that should be our goal every day, and our goal all day, to choose life. Are you perfect? That you're going to get it correct all the time? No. But that Holy Spirit in you, he will get it correct all the time? Yes. Let him work. All right, 1 Kings chapter 15. Verse 26 says, and he being Nadab, from verse 25, son of Jeroboam, king over Israel. Now he's a king, and he over Israel. And he doing evil. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, verse 26, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, by which he had made Israel sin. Now, a lot of people are doing that now, walking in the sins that their grandmama used to do, or their granddaddy used to do, their uncle, whoever. I'm talking about they still walking in it. Now, some of us, we stood up and God reversed the curse. Yes, sir. He blessed us instead. He blessed us and our generations, the future generations instead. Because a lot of them, you know, a lot of them, we walk around and I'm talking about doing evil. So he doing evil. He doing evil in the sight of the Lord, walking in the way of his father and in his sin, by which he made Israel sin. So he walking in sin because he's king over them, and he making them sin too. He's over them. He making them sin. Verse 27, it says he made Israel sin. Verse 27 says, then Baasha, the son of Ahijah. Now look at these leaders today. Are they making the people sin, or are they making the people believe in God? The leaders these days. Where is God at in these leaders? So how they going to lead you if you follow in Christ? And they not. But they got themselves in that position, right? They in that position. See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against them principalities that's in that flesh and blood, that's in these high places, and the rulers of the darkness and the spiritual wickedness. You see what I'm saying? All that. Principalities and powers that's influencing these folks. They doing evil. He the king. He made them do evil. That's what's going on now too. That's why the word of God is living. Verse 27 says, then Baasha, the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar, conspired. I mean, he plotted and planned something, right? Conspired against him. And Baasha killed him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Wow. Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And it was so when he became king that he killed all the house of Jeroboam. Golly, this is a murderer. You see what I'm saying? Some folks get up there and just murk. They get the power, and because they can, they want to murder somebody. Now, it sounds like that's the same thing with Russia. Just because you can, let me go over here and kill all these folks. I'm talking about, ain't nothing new under the sun, y'all. We reading about the stuff right now, and the same thing going on now. He killed all the house of Jeroboam. Where we at? 1 Kings chapter 15. Verse number 29 says, and it was so when he became king, because who's going to stop you when you're king, huh? Except God, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam, though. He did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him according to the word of the Lord, though. According to what? According to the word of the Lord. Remember, God was telling them what's going to happen and what he's going to do. Chapters earlier and years earlier for them. Same thing with us. He'd be telling us what's going to happen and what he's going to do. So when it happens, it should give us more faith in God because he already told us. You see what I'm saying? So this is actually the things that he said was going to happen. That's why it says according to the word of the Lord back in verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 15, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. Verse 30 says, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he had sinned, and God hates sin, and by which he had made Israel sin, you know, it's evil, and it gets you killed, and it keeps you away from God, sin. Mm-hmm. Because of his provocation, he provoked the Lord, with which he had provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger, made God mad. You know what I'm saying? Provoked him to get mad. Now, the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Verse 33 says, in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, became king over all Israel in Tirzah, and reigned 24 years. And he did evil. 24 years he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Wow. And walked in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin by which he made Israel sin. All right, now he made Israel sin because Israel looking at the king instead of looking at the King of Kings. So even if all the leaders of the world right now doing evil in God's sight, because they ain't pointing nobody back to Jesus since 2020, coronavirus, we're just going to keep going right back there. They ain't pointing nobody to Jesus Christ since, but they pointed folks to Moderna and Pfizer, listening to Fauci and And what Grandpa? Grandpa Biden? Oh, the granddaddy in there, the president now. Anyway, so even if they all did evil, like I said, you don't see them pointing anybody to Jesus. Now, if they was constantly on there talking and pointing people to Jesus, all of them, or most of them was pointing folks to Jesus and going by the direction of God, and, you know, giving him glory how he wanted them to, it'd be all good. And these are the same folk that folk be going out there running out there to vote for. Yeah. That's godless. And they're making the people sin. The leader right there, the king, he could have influenced them for good. We see what David did when he was king. We read about his story, and it's real good. You see what I'm saying? And how the people was prospering, too, when he was king. Because David wasn't stingy. He blessed everybody. Everybody was straight. All the citizens. You see what I'm saying? So, and they were, you know, they know David was about God. So he had that godly influence on them. However, then you see these other mugs right here doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And that dude right there reigned for 24 years. And he made Israel sin. However, God always have a little remnant that ain't going to bow down. That's not going to sin. That's going to always look to him in each situation. Going to always. You got some folks that's not going to bow. That's going to always look to him in each situation. Hallelujah. God is good. So continue. It don't matter if they all doing evil. You be that one that choose Jesus. And guess what? You ain't going to be by yourself, man. Because everybody's not rejecting Jesus. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. And we'll be right back after these messages. Appreciate you tuning in. And, hey, when we come back, part two, Jeremiah chapter 32.
But this time I brought the band to sing it with me. Let's give it to them, y'all. Hey, here we go. Take my riches, take my fame. Take the microphone, take the stage. Take my glory, take my name. Take it away. Suffer now, later will reign. And that applies to the saint that went against the grain. Life is hard, but I miss the pain. Saint fight hard, we anticipate. That's great, hey. With God applause, there'll be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain. And you get rewards because you behaved. Let me make it plain. All of the faithful saints to get paid. To prove your commitment to God is not vain. And we'll get to enter the joy of our King when I see you.
Strong.
all the battles in my life. My father, he will fight. And when he fight those battles, he will fight with all his might. He stays by my side morning, day, noon, and night. Yeah, that's right. So we got strong. Get shield on my chest, on my feet, laced with teeth. I still come to the battlefield, putting demons to sleep. None stop, it's all action. Dropping demons one by one, dog, with that distraction. I done got strong, we breaking demon back. Especially when we place them on our back and put them in that torture rack. They thought we was a gang, we got them going insane. Especially when we call on Jesus' name. Depression is gone, suicide is gone. We just getting blessed, so we know whose side we are on. The man who never leaves us alone, this man sits on the throne. I ain't weak no longer, cause the weak got strong. So the bullying, it won't lay us any long. You make an issue, things you think is right, but what you wrong? Letting you know where I get my strength from in the stone. For the man on the throne, yeah, the weak got strong. All the battles in my life, my father, he will fight. And when he fight those battles, he will fight with all his might. He stays by my side morning, day, noon, and night. Yeah, that's right, the weak got strong. What else can I say? But thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you made a way. Thank you, Lord. Let me see a brand new day. Hey, thank you, Lord. And you will never go astray. Nah, thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord. All I can say is thank you, Lord. When I look back over my life, all I can say is thank you, Lord. Satan thought he had me, but Lord, you came along. Scooped me up, then told Satan to move along. Matter of fact, he needs to listen to this song. How do we got strong? So the bullying, it won't last any long. Making this through things you think is right, but what you wrong? Letting you know where I get my shit from in this song. From the man on the throne, yeah, the weak got strong. All the battles in my life, my father, he will fight. And when he fight those battles, he will fight with all his might. He stays by my side morning, day, noon, and night. Yeah, that's right, the weak got strong. So the bullying, it won't last any long. Making this through things you think is right, but what you wrong? Letting you know where I get my strength from in this song. For the man on the throne, yeah, the weak got strong. All the battles in my life, my father, he will fight. And when he fight those battles, he will fight with all his might. He stays by my side morning, day, noon, and night. Mm-hmm, that's right, the weak got strong.
Mm-hmm, they're right. Word up. Know what I'm talking about? God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Yeah, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Yes, sir. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Part one, we just finished that. That was 1 Kings chapter 15. Right now, part two, Jeremiah chapter 32. Let's go there. Part two, Jeremiah chapter number 32 for part two for this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. Alright, Jeremiah chapter 32. Starting at verse number 1. Give me a few more seconds to get there. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. So Jeremiah the prophet caught up. It's a war going on right there too. Yep, they attacked on Jerusalem. Looked like they took it over. Jeremiah, he's in prison, but he's still the prophet, and God's still talking to him. They said the word that came from the Lord to Jeremiah. All right, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 3 says, for Zedekiah, king of Judah, has shut him up, saying, why do you prophesy and say, thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. He ain't do nothing but spoke the truth, because that's what the Lord said. And no matter if they like it or not, you say what the Lord tells you to say. All right? Verse 4 says, and Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape from the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him face to face and see him eye to eye. Then he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he shall be until I visit him, says the Lord. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not succeed. And Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shillum, your uncle, will come to you, saying, buy my field, which is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it. Then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, please buy my field that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption yours. Buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So whatever God says to you is going to happen. And it's going to happen just like he said it. All right? It might not happen when you think, but it's going to happen. And it's going to happen just like he said it. All we got to do is keep believing him and keep obeying him. You keep believing what he said and keep obeying him on a daily basis, every day. Verse 9 says, so I bought the field from Hanamel, the son of my uncle, who was in Anathoth, and weighed out to him the money, 17 shekels of silver. That's how they paid back then. Silver. That's the money. I measured it up. It was 17 shekels of silver. And I signed the deed and sealed it, took witnesses and weighed the money on the scales. So I took the purchase deed, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the purchase deed to Baruch. R-U-C-H. Okay. The son of Neriah, son of Messiah, in the presence of Hanamel, my uncle's son, I'm sorry, and in the presence of the witnesses who signed the purchase deed before all the Jews who sat in the court of the prison. So he buying this field back. He got the deed. He got witnesses and all that. That's what's going on. Verse 13 says, then I charged Barak. I don't know how you say that one. We just going to Barak. Because it is another Barak in here, and it's spelt where it says Barak. But let's just read. Then I charged Barak before them, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Take these deeds. This is what the Lord said now. Take these deeds, both this purchase deed. That's the contract or something that, you know, that's showing ownership. That's what a deed is. Take these deeds, both this purchase deed, which is sealed, and this deed, which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel that they may last many days. Verse 15 says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Y'all see this? That's what God said. The Lord said, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. And he's showing them something, okay, by what they were doing. All right, so and he does that to us too. Verse 16 says, now when I had delivered the purchase deed to Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. And that's a good verse to get stuck on right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is this? Jeremiah chapter number 32. And we're going to read verse 17 again. Ah, Lord God, behold, you, nobody else, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Get that in your head. Get that in your heart right now. Recognize and realize this about your God. There is nothing too hard for your God. And remember that. Yeah, the impossible gets done with God. Mm-hmm. All things are possible with God. There is nothing too hard for God. Verse 18 says, you show your loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God whose name is the Lord of hosts, or Yahweh. Okay? Yahweh, the Lord of hosts. That's what the great, the mighty God whose name is Yahweh, or whose name is the Lord of hosts. Great, mighty, Yahweh. Right? Verse 19 says, you are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men. Your eyes, God's eyes are open to all the ways of humans, all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and you have made yourself a name as it is this day. People still believing in Jesus till this day. People still coming to Jesus. Yeah, till this day. So God has made a name for himself. So while you got atheists talking about, yeah, God ain't real, he didn't prove it, he already made a name for himself. I ain't got to prove nothing. You just in a foolish state of mind, atheist. You have made yourself a name as it is this day. Verse 21 says, you have brought your people, Israel, out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror. Mm-hmm. You have given them this land of which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with the good things, with the promises of God, with God always being there. His presence. You can always talk to him. And he's always there. You can always find him. Mm-hmm. He always provides. Flowing with milk and honey. Verse 23 says, and they came in and took possession of it, but they have not obeyed your voice. They came in. They took possession of the land flowing with milk and honey, but they forgot the main thing that brought them there was obeying God's voice. Verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 23. And they came in and took possession of it, but they have not obeyed your voice or walked in your law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have caused all this calamity, chaos, to come upon them. They were disobedient. So here come the chaos in their life. Verse 24 says, look, the siege mounds, they have come to the city to take it. And the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans who fight against it because of the sword and the famine and the pestilence. The sword, the famine, and the pestilence. The sword, that's war. The famine, that's scarcity of food. The pestilence, that's diseases and sickness. What you have spoken has happened. There, you see it. Everything God said that was going to happen, or everything that God said that was going to happen, is happening. Yeah, you straight up got to be a fool these days if you don't believe that it's a God. Shout out. You straight up a fool. Verse 25 says, and you have said to me, O Lord God, buy the field for money. You have said to me, O Lord God, buy the field for money and take witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Okay? So you're telling me to do this against this situation, but ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. All right, you told me to buy this field for money, yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans, the city, the whole city, given into somebody else's hands. Now, let's keep reading, because God don't break his word. Verse 26 says, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Y'all see this? Y'all see this? Yeah, God be revealing, I'm the God of all flesh. I don't care if they ain't believing in me. What you going to do with it? Because I am the God of all flesh. Look at them. We in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Answer that with no. Ain't nothing too hard. Yeah, answer that with no. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Is there anything too hard for me? No. I can do the impossible. Verse 28 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans who fight against this city shall come and set fire to this city and burn it with the houses on whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal. See how God got a plan? They on their roofs, on the rooftops, offering incense to a strange god, Baal. That's the devil, really. They have offered incense to Baal. They're not offering incense or worship to God. And poured out drink offerings to other gods. G-O-D-S, small. Yeah, lowercase, G-O-D-S, all four letters. G-O-D-S is lowercase. They poured out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me. That's capitalized, the M. Mm-hmm. To provoke me to anger. Yeah, God himself speaking, right? Yeah. Himself, because the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done only evil before me from their youth. What? Golly, they done only evil before me from their youth. Yeah, God been watching you since you been born. God was watching you before you was born. They done only evil. Well, that's not going to stay around for too much longer, because the children of Israel and the children of Judah, these his people now, but they're not obeying him, remember? They have done only evil before me, God watching. They before him. They forgot. He brought them out. Brought you to where you are right now. He brought you to where you are right now. Because the children of Israel, the children of Judah, and the children of Judah have done only evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have provoked me only to anger with the work of their hands, says the Lord. They making me mad, making God mad. Come on, bro. This is the Lord who spoke this world into existence. Are you sure, humans, that you want to make him mad? Verse 31, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 31 says, for this city has been to me a provocation, or provoke, okay, a provocation of my anger and my fury from the day that they built it, even to this day. So I will remove it from before my face. Because why? It's a city of provocation, or a city that keeps provoking me to anger and making my fury rise up. Yeah, his anger and his fury. Whew. So I will remove it from before my face. That's probably why they're going to burn it up right there. Mm-hmm. Verse 32 says, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, not because of all the good, not because of the praise or the worship, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, that's the leaders, their princes, that's more leaders, their priests, that's more leaders, their prophets, more leaders, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned to me the back, turn their back on God instead of turning their face to God. You see this? Mm-hmm. They have turned to me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, I'm the one taught them, rising up early and teaching them. Yet they have not listened to receive instruction. Now, how would you feel? You the one waking up every morning to teach them, rising up early, to teach them, and then they turn their back on you. Uh-oh. Yeah, God is real. So verse 33, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 33 says, and they have turned to me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction, but they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. God, man, bro. Mm-hmm. Want to make God mad? Just keep sinning. Want to make God mad? Keep disobeying. And you're gonna get his wrath now. Verse 35 says, and they built the high places of Baal. You want to make God happy? Give him some joy. Well, praise him. You know what I'm saying? Obey him. Honor him. Reverence him. Mm-hmm. Go against your sin. Feed your spirit instead of your flesh. Verse 35, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 35, and they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech. That sounds like molest. Mm-hmm. Got something to do with the sons and the daughters. That's the children passing through the fire of Molech, which I did not command them. God ain't told you to do that. He ain't told you to bother no children. None of y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all see people living like God ain't watching. Nor did it come into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Mm-mm-mm. Now you understand where God be coming from? Yeah. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, of which you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, this is what God says, verse 37, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely them. I'm going to bring them back. I scattered them, so I'm going to bring them back and cause them to dwell safely. Yeah, been a long time before we knew it, that before we realized that we were royalty. I'm talking about black folk now. But now we starting to recognize, hold on, we wasn't just no slaves, man. We go back, we was kings. Uh-oh, and queens. Mm-hmm. And when God made you as Adam and Eve, you were blessed. Uh-huh. Yeah. We ain't always been no slaves. Yeah, that's some good old American history for you, huh? They just want to go back to slavery. No, we was before slaves. Aha. Uh-huh. What about before we came to America? Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me read verse 37 again. You can circle that verse. This is God, one of God's promises to us. It's still going on till right now, this day. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger. In my fury and in great wrath, I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. I'm going to bring them back. Not only will I bring them back, but I'm going to cause them to dwell safely. And when God say you're going to be dwelling safely and he got your back, okay, don't worry about nothing. They shall be my people and I will be their God. Circle that verse 2. Verse 38. Jeremiah chapter 32. Yes, they shall be my people and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way. Mm-hmm, Jesus, the way, yeah, one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. So you can obey God, and it can affect your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, and all the way, it can affect them with blessings. You can disobey God, and it can affect your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, all the way down that bloodline, too. And it could be some curses. because of disobedience. What you gonna do? Jeremiah chapter 32. We almost finished with part two. It's getting real good. Verse number 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good. It's God talking now. I'm going to make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Will put my fear, my reverence in their hearts, so that they won't depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. I brought great calamity on them. Took them through this, took them through that, had nations, I'm talking hating them and everything. But watch what I do now. Let's get farther, build it up. Let's go, shoot. Yeah. Like that. Jeremiah chapter 32. Read verse 42 again. It says, for thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity, all this great chaos on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. And fields will be bought in this land of which you say it is desolate without man or beast. It has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men will buy fields for money, sign deeds, seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captives to return, says the Lord. Now, if God said, go buy a field, and the field belonged to, you know, like the government done took over. You told me to buy it, they took over. It don't matter. We'll do whatever he tell you to do. Because we don't see like you see. And as we continue to read this, because Jeremiah said in verse, what that was? Verse 25, you have said to me, O Lord God, you said, buy this field for money and take witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans. It belonged to somebody else. And you said, buy it. The government done took over the whole land. But God says, he's still going to bring us out. Look at verse 44. Men will buy fields for money. They will sign deeds and seal them and take witnesses. They're going to do all this in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, and in the city wherever you at, or the towns, talking to you. For I will cause their captives to return, says the Lord. So if God tell you to do it, it don't matter what it look like. Do it. Yeah, so he can do that. You know, he specialized in doing the miracles, right? He specialized in doing the impossible, right? So sometimes he'll tell you, a lot of times he going to tell you to do something that's impossible. It's going to go against your mind. It's going to go against, you know, everything in you that's not of God, it's going to go against that. But everything that's in you that's of God, no, they're going to be for it. Yeah. So, whatever God tell you to do, do it. Even if it look impossible. You told me to buy the land right now when, you know, it ain't even personal. They done took over the whole joint. And you told me to buy it. And God be like, I don't care if they took over the whole thing. I told you to buy it because I'm going to bring you back. Mm-hmm. You just see this little part right here that the Chaldeans own. They own it. Mm-hmm. But you don't even know. But I'm going to let you know that I'm going to bring you back. They're going to buy fields. Going to sign deeds. Seal them. Take witnesses. I'm going to do good to you. I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. Yeah, we ready for that good that God has promised us. So keep going and keep looking forward to it. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back. And we're getting into part three, which will be Matthew chapter 15, Hip Hop Bible Study. Lil Buddy, I'm your homie Oasis. We'll be right back.
My name is Shadow when I don't engage in battles with rappers. For self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lectures supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually sick and he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. You like, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof that's going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window to the world, you're supposed to be separate from this babysitting children. It's not like this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addicts pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and have at it.
Away from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God paved the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill. All these demons have come along. And I'm here to stay, and I won't leave, cause God gave the way, and he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
Gotta hold on to your love with a tight grip, cause we're headed to an era where people feed our fear, over straight and life, by the media in the ear, constructing mental strife, 4-6 feet a year, we're ran by shadows through your gut, we'll miss, I'm safe through the blood, the ultimate covenant, represent most high, LL, yon past the sky, the remedy is there for you, so happy, turn on life, the world spinning crazy, hopping like a rabbit, build you up the trap again, they kill you with their habits, ravage the beast, with empowered by sin, or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself. In the night, something's brewing, people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself. Find some meat in your heart, get your Bible off the shelf.
I come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God gave the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons. I come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God gave the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
Hey man, everybody talk about Skrill, man. Everybody talk about Trill, man. Get with it, though. Ain't nobody talking about good. Get with it. I got your gun on you. I'm turned up for you. You know what I mean? Psalm 23, Psalm 27, bitch. Got a prayer table in front of my enemies.
Everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the real thing, what hell? Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the real thing, what hell? Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Everybody talk about the trap. It's the place to go, it's the place to be. Yeah, we sippin' in the sea. I'm getting money on my own boss, in Monopoly. But I'm tell you that it cost a fee.
Yes, sir.
And it just give me 23 for a beat, 10-3 for a key to P. Discretion of the jury, please. Which means they can give you more, 9-33, depending on your history. I'ma keep it true, just like the TV channel. That's right, them streets are dead and they'll kill you like leukemia counselor. I was out there, I ran the sacks like Warren Sapp.
Okay.
Then God showed me where that war next, it's war next. So I head on in them songs of David. Now my inner patience gon' beat the major. And saving souls got me integrated. So I put forth what's undertaken. Them devils playing, they orchestrated. The street life and them songs are making. If you don't guard your ear, you'll lose your soul like crap games. Everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap. But ain't nobody talking about God. And he the real thing, what hell? Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. don't even wanna make restart. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about Sprouts, and everybody talk about a trout, but ain't nobody talking about God, and he the really thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talking about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start.
God sees my forte, that money last not first place. Since the first day that he saved me, I've been gone. M.I.A. graduated from my past life, from the strap toting that drug selling, cause it really nothing but bad strikes. And them evil spirits, they hell fairies, this truth talk in the life we in on a daily basis. If you go to the world, don't trust God, you get crazy places. I'ma speak the truth, they ain't gotta like it, it's God will. Over rebuke, beat hidden secrets, so I'ma speak it. So the fire play, let's drop that. Wilson call, but do you answer back? Or you intertwine with this money running, that money lunch, that drop cat. Who first now will be last? When the king comes, we suffer now, but reign later in the kingdom.
Everybody talk about Sprouts, and everybody talk about a trout, but ain't nobody talking about God, and he really saying what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about Sprouts, and everybody talk about a trout, but ain't nobody talking about God, and he the real thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talking about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even
Want to make me start. Don't even want to make me start, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? They're talking about all this, that, and the other. But don't want to talk about God. Scared to mention Jesus. He the one that sees us. You know what I'm talking about? Don't get me started now. Don't even want to make me start. That soldier the remarkable man. You know what I'm talking about? Soldier, the remarkable. All right. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. And we ready for part three, which is Matthew chapter 15. So let's go there. Matthew chapter number 15. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Matthew. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 15. We're starting at verse number 1. Get some lessons from Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are very good. To get those lessons from Jesus, the actual things that were recorded while he was here. However, the whole Bible is going to feed your faith and give you faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? So Matthew chapter 15, give a few more seconds to get there. We start with verse 1. Matthew chapter 15. Verse 1 says, then the scribes and the Pharisees, these are two different groups of people, the scribes, they write, and the Pharisees, they make the law up, one writing and one making it up. Pharisees, these are the real religious people. They so religious that they don't need Jesus, that's how they act. They so religious that they depended on their own work. You feel what I'm saying? So, the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. They don't wash their hands before they eat. Yeah, your disciples, they ain't been washing their hands because the government been saying, wash your hands. Right? You don't need to say that no more, dude. They got that hand sanitizer out there. But anyway, your disciples ain't washed their hands, Jesus, when they eating. Verse 3 says, he answered. Jesus answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Why are you also breaking God's commandment? Because of your tradition. For God commanded, saying, this is what God said, this is God's command, saying, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. God said that. Yeah, yeah. God said honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, or she who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. That's how dangerous it is for you to curse your daddy and your mother. God can kill you right then. God commanded saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Because that's what God said. Huh? Mm-hmm. It just got real, didn't it? But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. Yeah, whatever profit, whatever I'm giving you, whatever profit it is that you receive from me, it is a gift to God, right? Give that to God. I'm giving it to you, but you give it to God. That's what he's saying, right? Then he need not honor his father or mother, right? Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You did it. You did that. Made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition, something you decided to do. Mm-hmm. Your tradition. Whatever I give to y'all, whatever profit it is, it really is God's. And God wants to honor them, honor your parents. Verse 7, Jesus called them hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth, hypocrites. There's a lot of that was going on in these churches for a long time. Yeah, there was a lot of hypocrites in the church. They honor God with their mouth on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And don't honor him with their life on Monday or Sunday when they get out of church either. So hypocrites, this is what a hypocrite is. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you? Verse 8, Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, singing all them songs in the choir and everything, right? But their heart is far from me. Go for them pastors, some of them pastors too. They ain't got no heart for God. Their heart is far from Jesus. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They teaching as doctrine, or they teaching as what God says, but it's really human rules. Mm-hmm. Human rules, they want to put God's name on it. They honoring Jesus with their mouth and with their lips, but their heart far from Jesus. That's why you got to have your heart in it. Did we read about that earlier? Your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart. They walk before God with all of their heart, right? Remember? Verse 10 says, when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Hear this and understand this. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man. For all those folks that want to be caught up on religious stuff, and I don't eat this and I don't eat that. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a human being, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a human. Or this defiles a man. What comes out of your mouth. Yeah, what's coming out of your mouth, that's what mess you up. Not what goes into your mouth. Too many people looking at the religious part, talking about, I don't eat pork. Yeah, that's for y'all Muslims. I don't eat pork. Jesus telling y'all too, not what goes into your mouth defiles a man, but what comes out your mouth, that's what defiles you. What's coming out your mouth? What you saying, cuz? What are you saying out of your mouth? This is what defiles you. Verse 12 says, then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? You know you just offended the Muslims when you said what Jesus said, and you think the Muslims going to stand before Jesus Christ and get into heaven when they rejecting Jesus? You better hear this rebuke now. So the Pharisees, I told you, them the religious folks, shouted, all of them, the Christians, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Muslims, who you name them, Hebrews, whoever else, Scientologists, all y'all religious, atheists, yeah, uh-huh, y'all too. He says not what goes into the mouth. Defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then the disciples, they gonna come to Jesus. Now, do you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? Verse 13, look at what Jesus said. But he answered and said, every plant which my Father Okay, every plant, they go for every religion, every church, and every mosque, and every cathedral, every building, every plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. The mosque was closed down in 2020. The churches were closed down in 2020. Shouts out to Waffle House. Shout out to Waffle House. They were still open in 2020. Mm-hmm. But all these religious buildings, yeah, y'all supposed to have faith, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposed to, but they ain't got it. Because those are the ones that's honoring him with their mouth, and they ain't got no heart to back it up. Because when it's time for you to have heart, you ran because your words ain't jack. Your words ain't nothing. You ran because you ain't got no heart. But those of us that got the heart of God, we still standing and thriving to this day in our faith in God. We in Matthew chapter 15. We going hard. We ain't on that weak stuff and that powerless stuff. Every plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Uprooted, Lord. Uprooted in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 says, yeah, everyone that you have not planted, uprooted in Jesus' name. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. Yeah, they what? They are blind leaders of the blind. Leave them alone. Don't worry about them. They are blind leaders of the blind. They blind leaders, and they lead blind folks. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Both gonna fall into a pit, cuz. Because they blind leading blind. They don't want the light. They reject the light and then give other folks that reject the light and try to make other folks reject the light, and they blind leading the blind. Because like I said, every mosque, every Catholic place, every Jehovah's Witness building, every Christian church, not every church of God, though, because some of these buildings were open. But all y'all little religious folk was closed and ran. Y'all can't even face coronavirus. So y'all go ahead and keep running unless you're going to repent. You better get out the sons of God way. Mm-hmm. We led by the Spirit of God up in here. No fear. We reverence in God. So they will both fall into a ditch because they blindly and blind. Verse 15 says, then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? You still don't understand? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? Talking about you don't eat. Oh, I don't eat this. Whatever goes into, look at Jesus. The one who made the stomach, okay, he can tell you about what you can eat and what you can't. Look at this. Do you yet not understand, or do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? You eat it, it turns into waste, whatever your body don't need for energy, right? Whatever your body doesn't need, it turns into waste, whether it come out liquefied or liquefied. Okay, now I'm just saying, you know, it's eliminated, though. Do you yet understand? Do you not yet understand? Whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated. You go to the bathroom every day, several times a day, don't you? Okay, I hope you do now. All right? But those things which proceed out of the mouth, whatever comes out of your mouth, come from the heart, whatever you say. That's why you got to listen to what people are saying. All right? And that's not the only way to communicate either. All right. Okay, so whatever comes out of the mouth from the heart. Verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart and defile a man. For out of the heart, look at this. This is where all the evil start. Look at this. For out of the heart proceed or comes forth evil thoughts. Your brain. Where do you think they're getting all these evil movies and stuff from? Evil TV shows and stuff. They're coming out of their heart, cuz. Mm-hmm. Your heart be doing stuff, too. I believe your heart is the main thing instead of your brain, bro. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart and defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Out of the heart proceed murders. Out of the heart proceed adulteries. Out of the heart proceed fornications. Out of the heart, thefts, stealing, yeah. Out of the heart, false witness, lying. Out of the heart, blasphemies, disrespect. Mm-hmm. Against God. These are the things which defile a human, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Y'all up here trying to blame my folks, my disciples, for eating without washing their hands, and that don't defile them, because what goes in the mouth is going to come out, and it's purified by the process of elimination, right? Okay, so it ain't what goes into your mouth, but it will come out of your mouth, because out of your heart, that's where all that evil is coming from. That's why you got to love God with all your heart. Give God all of your heart first. Then it says all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, right? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. You shouldn't have nothing left to give to nobody else. And that's okay, because God is love, so you want to have all your heart, your soul, your mind, and spirit and energy and everything in him, and let him direct you. It'll stop a lot of heartache from going on when we do things God's way. Right? So the things which come out of the mouth come from the heart, and that's what makes a mess of human up right there. Not that I don't eat this and I don't eat that, but a pig cleaner than you. Because the pig ain't got no evil thoughts in his heart. Why you talking about I don't eat pork? Pork don't want to eat you. The pork don't even want it. The pig don't even want to hang around you. Because you got evil in you. Them demons jumped on them pigs, and them pigs said, boy, we don't want these demons in us. They ran and jumped off the cliff. Get these demons out of us. The pigs won't even put up with the demons, bro. It's in your Bible, though. All right? We in Matthew chapter 15. We got 7 minutes left. It's not that much left to go, so I think I can beat it. I think we can beat the clock. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So, as soon as they talk about wash hands, that ain't what defiled us. Wash your hands, that ain't what brought coronavirus here. And not washing hands, but we know who them ugly anyway. Verse 21, let me finish this up. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 says, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But we got the one. You got the one to get the demons out your children, and whoever else. Right? So he answered her not a word, though. He didn't even answer her nothing. She's talking to Jesus. She's severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. Some of these people be having demons, and they give them a medicine, and they call it something else. You see what I'm saying? We're going to call it this and give you some medicine, but that demon's still in them and growing. Yeah, don't play with no demon. Rebuke the demon. That's what you do. You got more power in you. Greater is the Christ Jesus in you. Demons ain't got nothing on Jesus. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. Verse 24. See how his disciples trying to get rid of her, and what Jesus ain't even trying to get rid of her. Jesus said in verse 26, says, but he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the little dogs. It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Wow. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Yeah, look how Jesus responded to her faith. Even though, yeah, I'm in that little dog category, guys. It ain't good for you me to take, I'm giving this bread to these children. It ain't good to take it and give it to the little dogs. And then she answered, yes, Lord, you're right. Even the little dogs, though, they eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table, though. Give me a little crumb. You know what I'm saying? Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Look at that. O woman, is he talking to you today? Woman? Human? Man, too? Children? I know he's talking to a woman right here, but are you getting it? Great is your faith. Because you still got faith in God till this day?
Great is your faith.
Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. He didn't go touch her or nothing. Just because of her mama's faith, she got healed. Her mama came to Jesus. Jesus responded to that faith, boy. That's what made Jesus move. You see, that great is your faith. Put an exclamation point on that thing. Let it be as you desire. Look at that faith she got. Let everything you desire come on through and manifest. Look at that faith. That's what God be saying. Look at that faith there. Yeah, you glad? I'm glad. God glad too that we was patient with him. So now he can sit back and say, see what happened when you let me work? Look at that faith. Look at that great faith. Keep feeding your faith. Alright? So the girl got healed from that very hour. Jesus departed, verse 29. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, that's the ones that can't move their bones, right? Can't walk. So they brought great multitudes. There's a lot of people. They bring in the lame, the blind, the mute. They can't talk right there, mute. Maimed, many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. In the name of Jesus. Melvin, you're going to get healed, boy. Yeah, you healed. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speak, the maimed made whole. They saw the lame walking and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. All for God's glory. Because now all them ones that they brought with them diseases, he reversed it and healed them all. Yeah. The multitudes, they marvel. It's a marvelous thing. They in awe. When they see the ones that couldn't speak, they speaking now. Because Jesus done healed them. Yeah, the maimed, the ones that was, you know, had body parts missing and all, now they whole. The lame, they couldn't walk, now they walking. The blind couldn't see, now they can see. Verse 32 says, now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have not continued. They have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Yeah, he is concerned about your physical too. And I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way, and he can take care of your physical needs too. Then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in this wilderness, in the wilderness? In the wilderness, in the church, with the angels. Yes, sir. But where could we get enough bread in this in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? There's a lot of people out here. Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few little fish. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves this time, not the 5, but the 7 loaves and the fish, and gave thanks. Notice he gave thanks to God. He broke them down, and he gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. And the food didn't run out. The supply didn't run out. Until they all ate, verse 37 says, so they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and got into the boat and came to the region of Magdala. 4,000 this time, besides women and children. 5,000 last time, besides women and children. 5,000 men, 4,000 men this time, besides women and children. He did it again. He fed everybody. They all got food. The food was good. It didn't even affect them. They all ate fish. They all ate bread. Nowadays, I don't eat seafood. Everybody ate fish and bread. The children, the women, the men. Quite sure Jesus ate some of them too. But he was concerned more about their hunger than his. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. This has been that hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, meet us here again at 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Well, on Saturdays. I'm just going to say it like that. Because we may not be here this Saturday. All right? But appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Crisis. When I say we may not be here, we probably won't have a broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Peace.
Hey, the kid sold you Markham in the building, man. God, I got you on there with my gratitude. For your love for saving me, thank you.
Industry Ready Production.
Where you like your
spot? Make your purchase.
It's about time we get the right. And I'm so shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat and beat, and I'm so do it right. You got to tell the truth. Walk by faith and not by sight. And I'ma turn up through the roof. Cause I'm healed by a strike. Z, it's about time we get the right. And I'm so shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat, and I'm gon' do it right. Right, you got to tell the truth. Walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm gon' turn up through the roof, because I'm healed by a strike. See, I was a lost child with mixed emotions, couldn't fix emotion in hell. I was hurt, like my kid just wanted my lip to sew it up to tell it. That in the habit, that by the throat, no cough drop, no chloroform. I was about to bring like selfish, and I was closing mine to rejection. So that green paper, that green bottle, that chrome now with my best friend. When I realized these things again, looking over my shoulder, blocks of my way, the size of the highway, to end up being bold. Folks, by time we get the right, and I'm gonna shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat, and I'm gonna do it right. Right, you got to tell the truth, walk by faith and not by sight. And I'ma turn up through the roof, cause I'm healed by a strike. See, by time we get the right, and I'm gonna shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat, and I'm gonna do it right. Right, you got to tell the truth, walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm gonna turn up. Then my grades started getting warm. Then my life started getting cold. Then God gave me that arm. And I ain't talking about trolls. My gratitude is my honor. Got an amped up like Cody. I'm the Lord help with his stuff. Now the Holy Spirit's on my soul. Bad boy, I got a new life. And Jesus Lord, my great place. The Lord set me free. And I'm gonna think through it like Scott Scott. Change ain't broken like Pop Car. Not the only man that likes Tamala Man. I'm the full throttle. Just save his soul. No tongue can't. But it's on the man. And I'm gon' shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat, and I'm gon' do it right. You got to tell the truth, walk by faith and not by sight. And I'ma turn up through the roof, cause I'm healed by a strike. See, by time we get the right, and I'm gon' shine, I'm so bright. God got me on my beat, and I'm gon' do it right. You got to tell the truth, walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm gon' turn up through the roof, because I'm healed by a strike.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.